Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome. It is again Friday. It is a beautiful day in this part of the world. And we want to welcome you. Welcome you to Spirituality 101. The Missing College Course. We are delighted that you have taken the time to join us today, and I hope that you have pencil and paper and notebook, because today I'm in the teaching mode, and we will be embracing a subject that a very ancient subject that I'd like to put a new twist on. Our topic today is sacred pathways. But before we go any further, I would like to offer very special blessings as a royal couple who tied the knot today. And we want to send out congratulations to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. God bless you and bless the union, and may the blessings of the union be felt by the entire world. So today we are going to explore sacred pathways. You've asked for this topic. I have had emails about this topic, so here it is. So we've devoted this entire hour to discovering and talking about and exploring sacred pathways. What are sacred pathways? How do I know which one is right for me? Those were two questions that showed up in my mailbag. One of which, what are sacred pathways, showed up more than once. And so I figured that there are some students out there, some people out there, who are interested in this topic. It's a very ancient one. And the second question, how do I know which one is right for me? I find that I myself had that question on my journey, and I have walked with and interacted with many people who find themselves with that question. So today, I cannot promise you that I have all the answers, but I can certainly give you a couple of perspectives that have come out of my own three decades of journeying on a spiritual path. So if you've ever wondered about the answers to the two questions I posed above, here's another perspective on this ancient topic. And I do want to encourage you that if you are listening to my voice and you have information as that my listeners may need on this topic, if you have had an experience journeying along your own sacred pathway that you would like to share with my listeners, please feel free to pick up the phone live, toll-free, and call me at 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Sacred pathways. Every culture on earth has been blessed to have among them those who have lived at heightened levels of consciousness. By that I mean people who have been perceived as masters, people who seem to have mastered the laws of the universe, risen above the laws of the universe, people who understand living energy and know how to work and to flow with it and have created and left behind themselves many levels of consciousness. We, of course, most of us have heard of or experienced the Christ consciousness. There is the Buddha left us some phenomenal levels of consciousness. Gandhi left us his level of consciousness and the places to which he resonated and what he was able to bring forth or master in the world. Traditionally also, I would say, stand to be corrected, most of these people received their enlightenment through direct instructions. I have to tell you that that is how most of my enlightenment came, and then through reading and research, it was more like I was reading and researching in order to confirm that which have been opened up for me. So that most people, a great large proportion of people on a spiritual journey find that they begin to open up, and in that opening up, enlightenment comes through, but it comes through either by virtue of the dream state or direct instructions, having connected with masters or angels or guides, spiritual guides in the universe, and we know that there are many of those. I would like to think that what I am attempting to do with Spirituality 101 with you on air every Friday, and I'm hoping that you're working with the notes that you take as a result of this show, I am hoping that what I am doing is very gently, because I'm trying to do it very gently, move you through a passage that will allow you to become opened enough so that you can have access to direct instructions. And if you go back into the archives, we started, first of all, about talking about birthrights, and we moved all the way through to inner, outer listening. We talked about the power of rhythm and getting into one's own rhythm and how very, very important it is to walk in nature so that we can regain our rhythm. We talked about things like creating sacred space. All of this is a combination, really, of helping you to begin to open up, to begin to walk in rhythm, and to begin to get connected with your creator, connected with your inner selves. And I am hoping that if you have been a consistent listener to the program, that you perhaps have begun to feel yourself. You've begun to feel yourself flowing in that inner outer rhythm that allows us to be able to listen at levels far beyond just what we're hearing on the outside. We've talked about meditation and contemplation, and we've talked about the many tools that are available to us here on the planet that will help us to clear the energy fields, to clear the body of trauma and of drama and of whatever it is it may be holding. We've talked about tools that are available out there that will help our minds to become sharper. We've talked about tools that will engage massage therapy, for example, that will begin to help us to open up the chakras. The combination of all of this is primarily intended, it is intended to get one to that place of being in rhythm, in our divine rhythm that we came into the world with, and thereby allow us to connect at higher levels. And when we begin to do that, we begin to open up space that will allow us to hear and to be able to receive messages directly. We're living in a world right now where there are a lot of messages coming to us from the other side. And, of course, many of us were fascinated initially by the fact that there are people who can bring these messages forth. But each and every one of us have got the same ability. The ability is inert in each and every one of us. And if we do the work, if we get into practices, we can then open up ourselves so that we too can hear at many, many levels. Now, if you talk to people in the Jewish tradition, they'll tell you a lot about direct instructions. I had been experiencing it for a while until my Jewish friends added that label for me and allowed me to express in words what it is that I had been experiencing. The right of enlightenment will always continue to be available to all of us as an option. And as we begin to think about the whole notion of sacred pathways, we begin perhaps to turn our attention to, am I going to have to join a mystery school? Am I going to have to engage rites and elaborate rituals that will help me to do this? Some people are focused on the fact that is perhaps the only way to do it. Well, I hope by the time we have come to this hour session, I will be able to bring to you the perspective that you and I, we all have the capacity to be able at this time in the world's development to create our own pathway as long as we keep being rooted in sacredness, as long as we are committed to finding the truth of the universe, as long as our intentions are rooted in sacredness and divinity and connectiveness to the universe, we do have the right, and I give you the right today, to consider the fact that we are living in times where there are tremendous amount of light coming onto the planet. We are living in times when vortexes of energies are opening up all around us. We are living in times when the earth without upon which we walk and everything that we are within is beginning to shift and open up. And therefore, in the 21st century, we have got tremendous levels of light and love and energy coming to us to allow us, to give us that right and that opportunity to be able to quite easily create sacred pathways that will work for us individually and thereby speed up the rate at which we can begin this transformation. So I'm hoping that you will stick with me today so we can talk about what's available to us in the 21st century, where we should be perhaps turning our attention to this very, very powerful subject of creating sacred pathways, why it is that we perhaps need a sacred pathway, and the how-to. As we get ready to come to the close of the first segment, I want to leave with you, you know, I like to leave with you little statements or words that you can work with until we come back from the break. But I want you to think in terms of letting go of dogma. Think of the fact dogma has got to go so that we can free ourselves up to be the best possible conduit to receiving the energy that will allow us to create sacred pathways that will work very specifically for each and every one of us. We've gone past the days when, you know, one method was intended for all, which put sacredness outside of the everyday living of most people. Don't go away. We will be right back.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack. Jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are discussing creating sacred pathways. And we just started off by giving a little introduction to that. And now I'd like to move to this point of what is a sacred pathway? Why do we need a sacred pathway to begin with? As I said before, in the past, if we lived 100 years ago, 200-300 years ago, when we think of the words sacred pathways, we would instinctively think of having to join a mystery school or to find ourselves a spiritual teacher. We would begin to look perhaps to the East, Eastern traditions, when we start talking about sacred pathways. And it would probably involve some very set and dogmatic ways in which to engage this thing called higher consciousness. When we attempt to do that, of course, what a mystery school will teach you, they will create, they have got a pathway that is created, and then one would be instructed to follow whatever those steps are in the pathway that would finally lead to enlightenment. But as I said before we went off air, we're living now in the 21st century. And while these traditional schools, etc., what they have to teach is still very valid. It is, however, a longer way, I think. We can find shortcuts now. We're required to find shortcuts because we are living in times that is expecting of us. Mother Earth is transforming, and we are, as the spirits living in human bodies on Mother Earth, we are expected to transform as well. And so the universe is sending to us light and energy that will help us to be able to find, discover, create the best possible pathway for each and every individual so that we can do this growth and development very quickly. So a sacred pathway is determining that path, determining that collection of practices that you will use, determining how you will systematically follow through with steps that have either been given to you or steps that you have created yourself so that you can follow a trail that will lead to higher consciousness, your ability to be instructed directly, your ability to raise your vibration. Creating a sacred pathway is simply that, creating a pathway step by step by step and putting into place practices that will allow that pathway to become opened from the inside out. I hope that this is very clear, and if it's not, send me an email or pick up the phone and call me, because I really want to stress this in a way that one can understand it. It's not as complicated as it sounds. We start off first with the word sacred. If you've been trying to follow a routine that is allowing you to open up and to listen at many levels, one has got to remember the law of attraction. I think sometimes only one part of the law of attraction is taught. The law of attraction says if I keep my eyes and my mind and my focus on things that are sacred, then I will draw those sacred things into my space. And so if I'm holding a meditation or contemplation or my general awareness on an everyday basis is kind of rooted in sacredness, I'm looking for truth. I am looking for sacred truth. I am searching for things sacred. I want to take myself into sacred space. That is the beginning of creating a sacred pathway. Because then whatever pathway that I will choose to either follow or create for myself would then be rooted in divine sacredness. Give you an example from my own journey. I have had a journey of well over 3 decades in searching for and engaging spiritual practices. When I began because I had a notebook full of questions that came from the Bible. Grew up traditionally with the Bible. By the time I was 12, I had read the Bible a couple of times, and I had a whole list of questions. And what I was looking for primarily, it was very clear about it, that I was searching for truth. I wanted to know the truth of the matter. I wanted to get my feet grounded on sacred soil. So my very first spiritual teacher was kind of drawn to me. I didn't go in search of him, but rather he found me because he was our gardener, but a man who walked with phenomenal sacredness. And there was something about him, watching him work in the garden. It was something about listening to everything that came out of his mouth that seemed to engage this whole knowingness of the sacredness of not only the earth as you watched him work, but also of the words and the intentions that he spoke forth. And so I was drawn to that, and I began to ask some of these questions that I had written in my notebook. And what that did was allowed him to share from his own journey. He became my spiritual teacher for 3 years. And I call it one of the best set of grassroots spiritual training I have ever had. And he walked me through things like diet. If you are seeking sacredness, you are going to have to begin to think of your body as a temple. And as a temple, you're the custodial, he would say. Norma, you are the custodial of the temple. You have responsibility for what you place in there. You cannot be seeking sacred experiences if you are not keeping the temple. The body is the temple of the living God. If you're not keeping the temple as sacred as you should keep it. And so I followed his own diet plan. I have been a vegan vegetarian for well over 3 decades. But it began with my searching for answers to this word called sacredness. What is the difference between just going to church, I would say, and being sacred, because I was observing this human being who lived in a very humble set of circumstances, but who walked with uprightness, who walked with integrity, and who just even touched things of nature with a level of sacredness. So the law of attraction will attract into your space that which you need if you are serious about finding, discovering, and working with sacredness. So that's the beginning. Once he came into my life, he began to teach me meditation, how I can quieten myself to listen, because he impressed upon my mind that what I really needed was to be able to get the instructions directly from above. And I had the responsibility to clear my body, clear my mind, drink lots of water, examine the diet that I place in my body, and begin to seek out the sacred spots that were around the neighborhood where I lived. And we began to walk around the neighborhood, and he would point out to me trees, you know, lofty trees, where he would say, "But put your back against that tree. And when you do, you discover you can feel, if you stay there long enough in meditative silence, you can feel the energy flowing from the tree into the soles of the feet and into the back." He began to point out waterways. He said, "Take a walk in your neighborhood, stop every now and again, and feel the energy, and you'll be able to feel the sacredness." So you begin to think of things sacred. You begin to walk with attempting to find and discover and root out levels of sacredness, and you've really begun the pathway, because the first step is getting yourself grounded in sacredness. And then the second step is to ask the question of the universe, is there a path that already exists out there that is good for me, that is right for me, that is the best for me, or should I initiate and begin my own? And in the initiation and beginning our own, we can look at the traditional pathways that are out there. I have taken from the East meditation and contemplation. I have taken yoga. You can look out there and feel those things that feel sacred to you and those things that really work with your energy field. And of course, you know when it's good for you because you feel good. You feel energized. Walking for me energizes me. And so if I'm attempting to create a sacred pathway, I begin to do the journey of walking every day. So we begin the search of what are the pieces that we can put together so we can create the practices that will allow us to walk upon this pathway until we get to the place where we're totally open. I want to give you this quotation that comes from Dr. Jonathan Ellerby. Very, very spiritual he would be. And he once said, and I quote, "Spiritual practice is essential to spiritual growth. And the mind can only take us so far in the world of spirit." And the mind can only take us so far in the world of spirit. So yes, we may start off by reading books. Yes, we may start off by listening to recordings. Yes, we may start off by going after classes. But there comes a point in time when we have got to stop and create practices that is going to walk us along a pathway that will allow enlightenment and higher vibrational energy to come forth. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Reverend Norma, Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and if you are joining me for the very first time, we want to welcome you to the show, Spirituality 101. This is the Missing College course, and we hope that you will find much inspiration here. We hope that we will give you some new insights into old, ancient topics, and we certainly wish that you will share with us whether or not we are of help to you on your journey, and you can send me an email at myspirituality101@yahoo.com, or you can call us live at 1-866-472-5795. The topic today is sacred pathways, and we have been talking a little bit about many traditions, many ritualistic ways of creating and making those traditions come alive in our lives. And we've also been talking about this exciting notion that we, as individuals in this, the 21st century, with all of this light and love and energy that is coming onto the planet, that we do have the opportunity to create our own very special sacred pathway, the one that will work for us, the one that will help us to grow very, very, very quickly, to advance very, very quickly, so that we can grow and we can become as a masters, the spiritual masters that we were designated to become. So, if you're thinking about the spiritual pathway, please, I'd like to impress upon you, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. And by that I mean, examine the traditions into which you were born. I meet so many people who say, today I am moving away from being religious and I am spiritual. I am becoming more spiritual. I want to walk away from church. I have to tell you, and this is just one perspective from my own page, from my own life. I was born and raised in the Christian tradition. I am ordained in the Christian tradition. I pastor in the prisons. My ministry is in prison, and that's where you will find me on Sunday mornings. I am still very, very rooted in the Christ consciousness, even though I have had spiritual teachers from many other traditions, and I have been guided or directed by direct instructions to create a pathway that is very, very interesting and I think is unique perhaps to the way what was comfortable for me. I've read much and ingested much of the Muslim way. I have read much the Buddhist walking the middle way has fascinated me tremendously. I kind of like that middle way walk. I have looked at Eastern traditions. I have looked at Western traditions. And despite all of that searching and seven spiritual teachers later, I feel that I am still very, very rooted in Christ consciousness, and that Christ consciousness is what I feel is the foundation upon which I stand and allows me to be absolutely open to everything that the universe has to offer, and I really feel very strongly that way. So that's what I mean when I say, please, in this creating sacred pathway, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Because there is a reason why we got sent into the world, or we choose to come into the world, on the certain traditions. And while everything in that tradition may not work for us, there must be something there that is very much part of the root of who we are that allows us to be all that we can be. So examine the traditions you already have and see what in those traditions have worked for you. Because what you will attempt to do now is with the guidance of the divine and with your attention focused on sacredness, begin to put together a set of practices that is going to allow you to grow. It's a good idea to think about the fact that the universe itself progresses in a very orderly way. Sunrise at the middle of the day, at noon, the sun is directly above us, and then there is sunset. That is a very good progression in terms of looking at putting together a pathway. So that we begin our worship or blessing or our spiritual reading or yoga or meditation just around the time when the sun is rising, at the rising of the sun, when the world is not as active as it is at noon, is a wonderful place to begin your practices. You may choose to carry them forward at noon. Sometimes we're too busy, etc., to be able to do that. It's a very good idea to be able to recognize and to join in the rhythmic flow of the universe as the sun goes down. So whether that involves walking, it involves meditation, it involves contemplation, we're kind of like flowing our practice with the flow of the universe. We must examine, first of all, our intention. What is your intention? Why are you setting up this pathway? What do you hope to accomplish from it? Will determine the set of instructions that will come to you as you begin to examine putting together a sacred pathway that will work for you. What are your intentions? Are you seeking truth, or are you seeking to just uphold that which you have always been walking with? In the Christian tradition, there's a piece of scripture that says you cannot put new wine into old skins. And one of the most powerful pieces of advice I was given by an imam, a Muslim imam, when I went to him with three very powerful questions. And God bless his soul, he understood that giving people answers is not necessarily always the right thing to do. And he said to me, God did not make just one holy book. I'm going to ask you to suspend your reading of the Bible for 1 year, he says. And then I want you to sit down and in consultation with wise people, come up with a series of holy books that you will read in the course of a year. He says, and trust me, if you put your Bible aside for a year, if your whole spiritual existence is rooting in that Bible, it's not going anywhere. And that was one of the most powerful pieces of advice I'd ever been offered, and it allowed me to go ahead and read the Quran. I read the Upanishads. I read a lot of ancient Egypt stuff. mystery school stuff, and I did 1 year of phenomenal reading. And then at the end of the year, he said to me, it was also interesting when he said to me, each book, you will read the book, and then you will allow 7 days to pass between the reading of one philosophy and another. And at the end of the year, when the year comes to an end, the end of the 52 weeks, he says, you stop, even if you're in the middle of a book, and you allow 7 days so that the universe can kind of settle everything that you've read. Now you go back to the Bible, because the Bible was my basic textbook instruction. When I went back to the Bible, I discovered that all these books say the same thing. Basically, you can break it down into really 7 pieces of instruction. Love your God, love God of your experience. You got to love yourself. You got to love others. You got to respect your elders. You should not kill. You should not steal. When you get right down to it, the references may be a little different. The examples may be a little different. When you get right down to it, they're all saying the same thing, the positive things. As a matter of fact, they all come right down to what they taught us in kindergarten, the positive things of the universe. So I say that to say that in developing your own pathway, if you choose to do that, you may be comfortable following a pathway that already exists, and that's fine. But if you choose to put the pathway together, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Extract what has been good about your religious practices and hold on to that. And then to that, you may add things like examining the ethics with which you will take this walk, your intention for your searching, to get yourself rooted in sacredness, and to be able to do whatever steps you have put in place systematically in a very ritualistic way, day by day by day. And the more we examine our intentions, the more we examine our ethics, the more we examine the fact that when we open up ourselves to learn or to bring in new information, the universe is going to require service of us. So whatever pathway we choose must include the opportunity to be of service, because if we keep taking in new information and not letting it out in some way, in love or in giving or in guidance or in compassion, then we begin to block the center. So whatever else you may put in there, this ability to be of service is very, very important. Look at the systems into which you were born and pick out that which has worked or felt good for you. What levels of fear are you carrying? When we begin to work with the sacred, we have got to root out fear, because fear and sacredness does not dwell together. So what levels of fear are you carrying, and what's available to you in order to help you to release that? Some people may need to go find a spiritual teacher to really give them guidelines as to how to effectively walk away, release, and give up fear. Because once we release and give up fear, then trust will fall into place. When there is too much fear, trust cannot happen. And when we are working on developing sacred pathways, it is critically important for us to be able to trust. And I'll tell you why. Because we live in a world where we trust the scientific implicitly. We live in a world where we trust what have been tried and proven, even if sometimes it's been proven that it's negative. So the ability to trust is going to determine your ability to serve. So look at the levels of fear, engage what you must to get the fear out of the way. Can you trust this God that you serve? Can you trust the God that you serve, as that if you're rooted in the Creator, if you are rooted in universal principles, nothing can extract you from there? And so that should give you the ability to be able to trust, to serve. Listen to your prayers. Are you going to the universe constantly as a beggar? Or are you going to the universe so that you can take in more light, more love, and you can become co-creator with God? Very important when we are looking to create sacred pathways. Don't go away. I'll be right back. This is Reverend Norma, Spirituality 101.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking today about creating, developing sacred pathways. And I really would like to stress, if you have already found a pathway that works for you, be consistent and stay on that pathway. If it is raising your levels of consciousness, moving, lifting your vibrations higher, and getting you more in touch with direct instructions, by all means, stay with the process. If you're one of those people who's kind of asking yourself, well, I'm not comfortable with what's out there, or I feel it's too restrictive, then I'm giving you permission to create your own sacred pathways. And so I want to add two more words to the words that we have been working with already, and one of them is sacrifice. And when I say sacrifice, please, I am not talking about blood sacrifice or animal sacrifice, except to say that when we step our foot on any kind of a serious spiritual pathway, we will be expected to give up something in order that we can clear space and open up space so that something more spiritual can be poured in. You cannot put new wine into old skins is a biblical example of what I'm speaking about. What are you willing to sacrifice at the altar of sacredness? What are you willing to give up? For me, it was required that I give up flesh. For me, it was required. I had a spiritual teacher who, in an attempt to teach me the power of light, demanded of me that suggested that I should carry a little light. And I carried that light for 20 plus years. I was responsible for keeping that light going 24/7, and when I traveled, I had to make arrangements for someone to keep it going. And it was a sacrifice of my time. It was a sacrifice of my awareness. I would have to get up at night to make sure that the light never went out, to keep it continuous. And that whole exercise was intended to draw my attention to the fact that I am a piece of the light of God, and that God keeps that light going in the same way that I was sacrificing time and energy and focus in order to keep a physical light going around me. After 20-something odd years, and she said, can you close your eyes? Can you see the light behind your eyes? Now you can extinguish the outer light, because you have now gotten in touch with and is aware of the spiritual light that you are. It was a very powerful exercise, but it took a sacrifice of a tremendous amount of time. What are you willing to sacrifice at the altar of sacredness? Have you learned, or have you taken the time to discover what's available in the world to you? Incense, aromatherapy, water, etc., that will allow you to clear space and make space sacred. That's something that you should investigate if you're talking about creating sacred pathways. I want to advise you to really let go of dogma. By that I mean, let go of it has to be this way, it has to be that way. Just let go of that. Let go and let this God that you serve and you trust take over. Because when God takes over, when the universal energy takes over, you will be instructed on what to do, when to do it. You will feel a need to do it. You'll be drawn into the spaces of people who are practicing, or whose practices is much in keeping with your spirit. Because you see, our spirit knows what we need. Our spirit knows because of the fact that it has lived many lifetimes. During those lifetimes, we have engaged every single order of spiritual practice there is under the sun. And so on the inside, your spirit knows what you need in this lifetime and what perhaps you don't need as much of now, because you've already done it seven lifetimes before. So pay attention. Give attention. Allow your spirit on the inside to guide you. And one of the ways that we allow our spirit to guide you, the next word I want to give you is honor. In this drive to create and to walk along sacred pathways, we have got to engage honoring. Honor yourself. Honor the spirit within you. Honor the spirit of those whom you meet. Honor the spirit of the earth. Honor the spirit of those who come to you in dreams, so that every day, at the end of every day, you should be able to look back and see whom you have honored, where you have honored. Whom you have honored and what you have honored will go a long way to where you will end up in terms of consciousness. These are all simple, simple little tools that will help you to create your path. And if you systematically walk along that system that is evolving for you, and you make that quite tight, perhaps for the first 3 months or 4 months, you pay attention to what you're being drawn to, and then you get that into a systematic routine. Now you've got the pathway, and you stay very, very close to that pathway, praising, honoring, blessing. Bless yourself. Bless the God that you serve. Bless those who come into your space, even if they're perceived as enemies. The more we bless is the more blessings that come into our space. Be very, very conscious of prayer and meditation time. And consider all of these elements as major, major pieces upon this pathway that you're about to create. What will you get out of all of this after you have put those pieces, meditation, honoring, walking, service, contemplation? When you've put all of that into a precise rhythm and you begin to practice, what can you expect from it? You can expect higher consciousness. You can expect inner peace. You can expect the refining of the spirit. You can expect that you will move into being a more loving, a more caring, a more compassionate person. You will eventually begin to get direct instructions as to how you should proceed in your life. And most importantly, you will move from just merely being a child of God into being co-creator with this phenomenal divine force that is within us, around us, and about us. And then we would move from being the beggar before God to being the co-creator with him. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope that I have given you some food for thought, just another set of perspectives, some of which I'm sure you can incorporate, and some of which might not be exactly what you need right now. I want to bless you in your search, and I want to raise up prayers and meditations and honor on your behalf, as a creative force within you will guide you to the place that will become the quickest and the most sacred direct pathway into being all that you are. Next week, I will be interviewing, and I will encourage you to tune in so that you can be instructed by an expert. In the meantime, walk softly, gently on the planet. For you argued, you and I argued for our right to be here. I wish I could take you before the council so you can see how you argued for the right to be here. And while you are here, every experience is a blessing. Every experience is important. Embrace it. Love it. Release it. Let it go. And walk. Walk sacredly along the pathway that God Almighty has given to you. Until next week, peace and much blessings.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.